Welcome to Lone Depot Park in Miami, for the game between the New York Mets and the Miami Marlins. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting second. The third baseman, Ronnie Mauricio. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting fifth. The catcher, Francisco Alvarez. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jeff McNeil. Batting seventh. The designated hitter, Mark Vientos. Batting eighth. The right fielder, DJ Stewart. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Tim LeCastro. Pitching for the New York Mets, Joey Lucchesi. For the Miami Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The designated hitter, Jorge Soler. Batting second. The first baseman, Josh Bell. Batting third. The third baseman, Jake Berger. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Brian De La Cruz. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Garrett Hampson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jazz Chisholm. Batting seventh. The left fielder, John Birdie. Batting eighth. The catcher, Nick Fortes. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Xavier Edwards. Pitching for the Miami Marlins, Braxton Garrett. And now, play ball. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nimmo hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Ronnie Mauricio is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mauricio hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Mauricio is safe at second with a double. Nimmo moves to third. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alonso is called out on strikes. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lindor is on first. Two outs. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alvarez hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Alvarez is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jorge Soler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. That is ball four. Soler is on with a walk. Josh Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jake Berger is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Berger is hit by the pitch. Berger is on first. Brian De La Cruz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. De La Cruz hits a ground ball towards third. Mauricio throws to second to get Berger. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff McNeil batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McNeil hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vientos hits a short pop-up towards first. Bell makes the catch for the out. One out. DJ Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stewart strikes out swinging. Two outs. Tim LeCastro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. LeCastro hits a short pop-up towards short. Hampson makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Garrett Hampson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hampson strikes out swinging. One out. Jazz Chisholm is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Chisholm strikes out swinging. Two outs. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Birdie hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Birdie is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nimmo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nimmo hits a fly ball towards left. Birdie makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ronnie Mauricio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mauricio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mauricio strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Pete Alonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alonso is 0 for 1 in the game. Alonso hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Alonso moves to second on an error by Birdie. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a ball towards the mound. Garrett can't make the play in time. Lindor gets a base hit. Alonso scores on an error by Garrett. It's 1-0, Mets. Francisco Alvarez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Lindor, and he's safe at third with a stolen base. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alvarez is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Nick Fortes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fortes is called out on strikes. 1 out. Xavier Edwards is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Edwards is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jorge Soler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Soler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Soler hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Soler is safe at second with a double. Josh Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ground ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Bell is safe at second with a double. Soler scores. It's Mets, 1, Marlins, 1. Jake Berger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berger is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berger hits a ground ball towards first. Alonso fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McNeil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNeil hits a line drive towards left field. Birdie makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Vientos is 0-for-1 in the game. Vientos softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Vientos is out. 2 outs. DJ Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Garrett covering, and Stewart is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Brian De La Cruz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. De La Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. De La Cruz hits a pop-up towards second. McNeil makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Garrett Hampson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hampson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hampson hits a fly ball towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jazz Chisholm is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chisholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Chisholm hits a ground ball towards third. the throw to first, and Chisholm is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim LeCastro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. LeCastro is 0 for 1 in the game. LeCastro is called out on strikes. 1 out. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nimmo hits a line drive deep towards right center field. De La Cruz is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Ronnie Mauricio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauricio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mauricio hits a fly ball towards right. De La Cruz is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Birdie is 0 for 1 in the game. Birdie hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Birdie is safe at second with a double. Nick Fortes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fortes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fortes is hit by the pitch. Fortes is on first. Xavier Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards bunts down the third baseline for a base hit. Birdie scores on an error by Lucchesi. It's 2-1, Marlins. Jorge Soler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Soler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Soler strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Josh Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Bell is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alonso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alonso strikes out swinging. 1 out. Francisco Lindor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lindor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lindor hits a fly ball towards center. Chisholm makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Francisco Alvarez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alvarez is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Jake Berger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berger hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Brian De La Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berger moves to second. Brian De La Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. De La Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. De La Cruz hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and De La Cruz is out. 1 out. Garrett Hampson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hampson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hampson hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Berger scores. It's 3-1, Marlins. Jazz Chisholm is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chisholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Chisholm hits a ground ball towards first. Alonso fields it and makes the out, unassisted. Hampson moves to second. 2 outs. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Hampson, and he's safe at third with a stolen base. John Birdie batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Birdie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. That is ball 4. Birdie is on with a walk. Reed Garrett replaces Joey Lucchesi as pitcher. Nick Fortes is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fortes is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fortes strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. AJ Puck replaces Braxton Garrett as pitcher. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McNeil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNeil hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vientos is 0 for 2 in the game. Vientos strikes out swinging. 1 out. DJ Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. McNeil moves to second. Tim LeCastro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. LeCastro is 0 for 2 in the game. LeCastro hits a fly ball towards left. Birdie makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nimmo hits a ball towards the mound. Puck can't make the play in time. Nimmo gets a base hit. McNeil moves to third. Stewart moves to second. Andrew Nardi replaces AJ Puck as pitcher. Ronnie Mauricio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauricio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mauricio hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Mauricio is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Mets 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Xavier Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Edwards is out. 1 out. Jorge Soler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Soler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. That is ball 4. Soler is on with a walk. Josh Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Jake Berger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Berger strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Yuli Gurriel replaces Josh Bell as first baseman batting second. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alonso hits a pop-up towards first. Gurriel makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lindor hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Lindor is out. 2 outs. Francisco Alvarez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alvarez is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvarez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Alvarez is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Mets 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Brian De La Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. De La Cruz is 0 for 3 in the game. De La Cruz hits a ball towards short. Lindor can't make the play in time. De La Cruz gets a base hit. Garrett Hampson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hampson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hampson hits a fly ball towards right. Stewart is there to make the catch. One out. Jazz Chisholm is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chisholm is 0 for 3 in the game. Chisholm hits a line drive towards the mound. Garrett makes the catch for the out. De La Cruz moves to second. 2 outs. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Birdie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Birdie hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Birdie is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tanner Scott replaces Andrew Nardi as pitcher. Brian De La Cruz moves from right fielder to left fielder. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McNeil is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mark Vientos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vientos is 0 for 3 in the game. Vientos hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. McNeil moves to third. Rafael Ortega pinch runs for Mark Vientos batting 7th. DJ Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ground ball towards in front of the plate. Fortes throws to second to get Ortega. Stewart is on first. 1 out. Tim LeCastro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. LeCastro is 0 for 3 in the game. LeCastro softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and LeCastro is out. Stewart moves to second. 2 outs. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nimmo is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Nimmo hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Nimmo is safe at second with a double. McNeil scores. Stewart scores. It's Mets, 3, Marlins, 3. Ronnie Mauricio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mauricio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Mauricio hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Mauricio is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Trevor Gott replaces Reed Garrett as pitcher. Nick Fortes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fortes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fortes is hit by the pitch. Fortes is on first. Xavier Edwards is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards bunts down the third baseline. Mauricio scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. Fortes moves to second. 1 out. Jorge Soler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Soler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Soler is walked intentionally, and takes first base. Joey Wendell pinch runs for Nick Fortes batting 8th. Yulieski Gurriel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gurriel hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Gurriel is out. Wendell moves to third. Soler moves to second. 2 outs. Jake Berger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Berger hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Wendell scores. The game is over. The final score, Miami Marlins, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Loan Depot Park in Miami.